The WPHM Morning Show continues with Paul Miller on 1380 WPHM.
Well, the excitement is building here along the Black River. So many beautiful antique and classic boats. You can come on down and see them today and tomorrow, 9 to 4 both days. This is the international gather. There are people here from all over the country with their beautiful boats. We're joined by one of the boat owners right now, Lou Jezimir. Good morning, Lou. How you doing?
Good morning.
And by the way, I know people can't see this on the air, but you've got a beautiful little, is that a Sheltie?
Sheltie, yes. Munchkin.
Munchkin's awesome. Lou, tell us about your boat.
It's a 1929 46-foot Morton Johnson antique motor yacht.
Wow. Where are you from, by the way, and where's the boat from?
I'm originally from Algonac, but I moved to Fort Lauderdale 35 years ago. And I live in Fort Lauderdale on another boat, on a 1947 Trumpy, 61-footer. And we come back in the summertime, and we keep another boat here in the Algonac Harbor Club. Okay. And we stay on that in the summer whenever we can sneak away from Florida, because the boating's too hot this time of year up there, down there.
Where did your love for these boats come from?
Algonac. I grew up in Algonac, and I had varnish in my veins from a very young age. And being around all the Chris Crafts and stuff and things, and it was in the later years. We already had fiberglass starting to come out, but I was always in love with the old boats. And I used to hang out at Peter Henkel's St. Clair Flats Marina a lot, and I drool on his boats. And he said to me one day, he said, kid, you're never going to be able to afford one of these boats. And, oh, I made a fool out of him now. I have three different ones that I play with now all the time.
Well, good for you. Tell us about the boat that you've got here this weekend.
This boat is a 1929 46-foot Morton Johnson step cruiser. And it was originally built for the Philadelphia shipyard director. And he used to winter on it in the Virgin Islands, and that's where the boat started. But when World War II came along, they conscripted the boat, the government did, and they put a machine gun on the bow and depth charges on the stern, and it would go up and down the East Coast looking for U-boats. They also put the engines in it now, a 671 Detroit. They changed over to Detroit diesels. And so the boat, it has a long range, and it will and it's very fuel efficient, and it's just a great boat to travel on.
What an amazing history!
And so after the war, it was just painted. all the varnish work was painted over for the war, and then whoever took it over, they didn't care to keep it up. They wanted to use it as a family cruiser. So, but years later, a couple was living aboard, and a tornado hit the boat and ripped the roof off of it and sucked the people out of the boat and threw them up on shore. And they broke a leg and a rib, but really not too much damage to them. They were very lucky. But while the boat was sitting there idle and nobody was on the boat, somebody broke in and started removing all the bronze off of it. And they pulled the toilet out of the stern, and when they did, they caused the boat to sink. And the boat sank there, and it sat there at the dock for 4 or 5 years on the bottom, and it was down 4 or 5 feet. And a marina owner seen the boat and decided to make it his antique boat project. He brought it up. He floated the boat, took it to his marina, and rebuilt it over 4 or 5 years. And then after that, he didn't quite finish it, and another man bought it and finished it. And then he would cruise them down to boat shows all along the East Coast and collected a lot of trophies and awards. And then a man from Iowa bought it. And he had it refitted again and put another new diesel in it. And he took it to the Mississippi River and up north in Cibola, Iowa. And there he played with it and had fun. And I came along and bought it after he passed away.
How do you learn all that history? It's handed down by the owner, right?
The owner. Well, I talked to the owner probably 2 or 3 days before his death, he had the boat for sale, and he had had a stroke, and I asked him why he was selling the boat, because he obviously loved it, because he spent 3 hours talking to me, telling me every detail of this boat, and it has a lot of details on it. And but I ended up hanging up that night, and he sent me, you know, I asked him to send me pictures for, you know, talking about the sale. And he sent me not only pictures, but he sent me a magazine. It was on the cover of a magazine, and it was the centerfold, and it was an incredible story. So I put that in my reading room, and every day I would look at that boat, and I ended up with it.
That's incredible. I sat here through that whole story with my jaw dropped just listening to it. It's amazing. It's amazing the boat even still exists.
It is, but it's a boat that's easy to love, and a lot of people have loved this boat over the years. It seems like I've had it almost 10 years now, and it seems like each owner has it about 10 years. But I'm not planning on getting rid of it yet.
Lou, when you heard that this show, this national show, was going to be in Port Huron, what did you think?
I jumped on the bandwagon because I'm only in Algonac. And another person you're probably going to be talking to today, Ed Adler, with the Trumpy down there. I'm also a Trumpy owner, so we have kind of a click there. And Ed came to me some months back, last year, and took me out to dinner, wined and dined me, trying to get me to bring my Trumpy here. And I said, that's a long trip by Trumpy. I already have a boat here. So I'm also good friends with Pete Beauregard, who owns the Harbor Club. And he told me about the show. So how could I not do it? This is beautiful. And I went on the trip with a boatload of people up to the Lexington lunch, and we just had a ball, and took a load each way, different people, and we had a ball.
Sounds like you've had a great week here, an amazing boat. What is your boat's name again?
Shireen.
For Shireen, and be sure and talk to Lou about Shireen. He's got stories. Lou, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Have fun down here this week.